שלום, אנחנו לומדים מהספר תלמוד.
Hello, we're learning the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 3, item, inner observation, item 8. You can watch the lesson on our site, and you can also ask questions there. The study of the Ten Sefirot, part 3, item 8.
Before that, let's depict to ourselves that we're on connection and what we're reading here from Baal HaSulam about what takes place in a spiritual Paltzuf, that this is happening to us very simply. Screens, lights, vessels, enter, exit. This is happening to all of us together, that we together are integrating in the state that he is telling us about here. Even though we don't actually understand what's happening, we are in this for sure. It's just not according to our feelings yet. As much as we try to feel ourselves together, all of us, so that it's speaking about us, by that we'll draw the light that reforms, the surrounding light that will correct us and bring us closer to this state. Please.
לאחר שהמסע
That is the Ten Sefirot, part 3, inner observation, item 8. After the screen rose and became included in the Pevel Galta, the coarseness was renewed in it, except for the last discernment.
Here we're speaking about the first Paltzuf that came out after the first restriction of Malchut of Ein Sof, that is calculating in the Rosh what it should do. Then the light expands in it according to its decision from Peh and below to the Tabu, performs a coupling by striking, and forces the Masach of the Tabu to come back to the Peh. That's what he's speaking about here, please.
Item 8. Thus, when Malchut is completely refined and remains in the root phase, she thus ascends to her emanator, meaning Pe of the Rosh, because the discernment of the Pe of the Rosh is the roots of this entire previous expansion from above downward. There she is incorporated in a coupling by striking in Malchut of the Rosh. By that manner, Malchut receives the coarseness she had before she was refined once more, except for the last discernment, which is lost and does not return, as the last discernment does not leave an imprint. Thus, by the incorporation in the coupling by striking in the Pe of the Rosh of Golgotha, she received only coarseness of phase 3, and the 10 Sefirot in the degree of Chokhmah emerged on her.
Questions?
No, bevakasha.
Come on, please. About this, if you have something to ask. No. Yes, Neith.
What does it mean that she receives coarseness? From where does she receive coarseness?
From raising herself, Malchut, from Tabu to Pe of Rosh. And in the Rosh we have the light of Ein Sof, which is limitless, unlimited. And then when it's incorporated with the light of its Ein Sof, it gets more coarseness that belongs to the Guf and not to the Rosh. Then it starts searching how she can implement herself in according to the light that was revealed. What does that mean? I'm sitting in front of the host. The host is pressing on me. I took something from him. Let's say something off the table. I tasted it. It was very tasty. I felt that I'm doing it with the intention that everything I can to give it back to the host. What pleasantness. But as much as I could, then I stopped. The moment I saw that more than this I can't do, and then I'm included in the Creator's attitude. Why did you stop? Why did you finish eating? Look what I prepared for you. You just took one bite. What about the rest? Then I get another attitude from him to me, another relation, it awakens my desires again. And then I see that what I did wasn't perfect. What can I do? And by that I feel a renewing of my coarseness, and I come to the next action. Okay.
Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Не успел нажать знак вопроса по предыдущему отрывку. Скажите, пожалуйста, правильно ли я понимаю? То есть только в состоянии...
I want to ask about the previous... Do I understand correctly that only in the state of emptiness when the screen goes up to the P do we attain a degree of the root and then from the root, a new desire is born.
Yes, yes, yes. Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rav. What does it mean that the light is limitless in the Rosh? Is it an action? What happens?
Berosh yesh lanu kol aor ein sof.
In the Rosh we have all the light of Ein Sof, because in the Rosh there's no desire yet. Only the Creator is revealed there in the Rosh, as much as He wants to give to the created being. And the created being, or the guest, he wants to enter connection with the Creator, so he's also in the Rosh. And that way in the Rosh, there's in potential, as we say, there's a connection. And from that comes the decision, as much as a created being can be in equivalence of form with the Creator in his actions. Then after the decision he took in the Rosh, he can, his Masach goes down from the Rosh to the Guf.
Romania.
Let's say we give everything for the group of 10 and the evil inclination is revealed. But if in addition comes a suffering that puts you down, does it mean that I neglect something in my actions?
No. With these actions, I don't feel like I'm neglecting something or I'm descending or moving farther. I'm happy that I'm revealing a new coarseness, a new desire, a new opportunity to do something for the host. All of these operations are only to expand my connection with the Creator, with the host, so I have a bigger appetite, another opportunity to receive in order to bestow. Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Скажите, что такое, что последняя...
Thank you, Raf. What does it mean that the last phase doesn't leave a reshimo?
I used the screen that I had, and I can't do more than that. That's why it becomes refined, moves from tabu to the peh. And that's why I can't use the previous will to receive and the previous screen. I'm left with reshimot, with impressions from it, recollections from it. But basically, I can't use it. This is called the last discernment, not leaving a reshimo, an impression. We will learn it in the ascent of the screen from tabu to pe.
Emotionally, to understand it, it's the last desire, the most coarse, and on the external side, it should be a bigger impression.
You're right. The question is appropriate, but I see that as much as I'm succeeded in receiving a little bit inner light inside the patsuf and the surrounding light came, let's say I received in the patsuf 1% of the light that there was in the Rosh, in 99% remained as surrounding. And the surrounding tells me, what did you do? What have you accomplished? So then it becomes refined because the host wants to give me 100% and I received only 1%. This is why I don't achieve the purpose of creation, of really delighting the host, really tasting with appetite, and tasting as a good taste the whole meal that he prepared, and that's why I return. And that leaves me a very small impression of what I had. But when I return to the Peh of the Rosh, I see that he's still prepared for me. He continues to pressure me, and then I do another calculation. So as much as I still can, with what I had before, with all of my previous experience, meaning with the impression that belongs to this state, that is a result of the previous state, the Rashimo, the impression from phase three. So now, how can I do something for the host? And I do as much as I can. You could say, but he already knows that what he's going to do is incomplete. It doesn't matter if it's incomplete. Can I do something for the host? I do it. Even if it's the smallest thing, but it's for his sake, I'm adhered through this action, and I do it wholeheartedly. So in this, I am complete. So we needn't calculate, where am I? Where is the end of correction? No, I will not be like Rabbi Shimon or like Bala Sulam. It doesn't matter. Each one in his own place, 1 ounce. If I can do something in order to bestow, in my eyes, it's worth the entire world. That's the way it is.
PT13.
Is the zivug of haka'ah, the coupling by striking in the rosh, take place as long as the screen is refined from the tabu that returns to the peh?
Yes, but it also changes to the extent that the screen returns to the peh. The level of the coupling decreases in the rosh because they are connected together, the rosh, the head, and the body. But on the way back, the body determines what happens in the head by elevating the impressions to the head, the rosh, the level there decreases, and then the body receives a lesser level of light. In all the ascents from below upward, there are still operations in the head and then in the interior, in the toch.
So the zivugim, the rosh, never ends? It always continues?
Yes, of course. Yes, you're right. PT19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. What does he mean, Bala Sulam, when he says that by the incorporation and the coupling of striking in the Peh of Rosh of Galgalta, it only got the coarseness of the third phase? What does it mean, incorporated in the coupling by striking?
In the screen that was receiving in order to bestow in the goof, in the body, it was refined from all of its reception in order to bestow and was left with only bestowing in order to bestow. When it's included in the rosh, it reaches peh de rosh, the mouth and the head. He sees it has nothing, and then the host tells him, wait, why are you stopping? Why didn't you receive more? Please continue. And then he does the same work again. But it's new now, with new rishimot, new impressions.
Can you bring all this into the 10 now? The incorporating?
Yes, by all means, play this game. You're sitting in front of the 10, yeah? And they want you to give you some food, refreshments from the bottom of the heart. They want to give you, but you say, no, I don't want to, maybe. And they try to convince you. Go ahead. Can play with this and see how much it works with you or not.
Yeah, we still don't understand how to do that. Incorporated in the coupling by striking.
It's very simple. Because there is already relationships between you, where the host gives and the guest doesn't want to receive because he doesn't want to be a receiver, and then he still calculates that if he receives now, after the host implores him and he still didn't want it, then now he has the feeling that he's doing a favor to the host, as it's written. And then he receives, and by this he does him a favor. They become equal. One gives the host to the guest, and the guest gives to the host. And they are as partners, they are in an embrace. And then their direct light and reflected light become as inner light and descend into the Potsuf.
More or less I understand that, but when I hear you, how do I do it practically now that I'm with a 10?
Try and you'll feel how it happens.
To fight with them, what? To struggle with them and then rise above it. That's zivug avaka.
Fight with them. With you, everything begins with fights. Yeah, now let's hear Kiev.
Да, вот как вы сказали, что я сижу перед хозяином, и он меня уговаривает получить.
As you said that I sit before the host, and he wants me to receive, but I see that I can't get it, take it for him. It'll break our connection. Can they put a condition that he will let me...
Yes, yes, of course. You can set all the conditions to the Creator. He loves it. He loves it. If you demand a screen, restriction, the power of bestowal in return, by all means, do it as assertively as possible. He loves it.
Это, ну, касается же ведь всего, как бы, то, что происходит в нашей жизни.
Anything, anything. That's why it's called coupling, by striking. Connection, by... how can I describe it? By striking, by...
rejection.
By rejection. It's a coupling by striking. You know what striking is? This is striking. When you don't receive from him directly, but at the same time, this striking then becomes connection. Allow me to receive under the conditions that I receive for you and not for me. And the Creator agrees. Why does he agree? Ask him. Why do you agree to receive, for me to receive like that? I'm doing this for you. You become the receiver this way. And I become the giver. How do you allow me to do this? He allows it. Because by his suffering from you doing it seemingly in order to bestow upon him, by this he elevates you to his level. And in the process, by this you rise to the degree of the Creator. We will talk about it.
На каждом этапе вот я вижу сейчас не могу получить ради него, а потом у меня ослабляется как бы экран.
You said that in every stage I discover that I can't. So it's when I receive in a new state. I, what does that mean?
Wait, wait! Don't jump! Don't interrupt us. Okay. Tel Aviv 3.
Of what discernments does the Paltzuf receive as inner light and the refinement of the screen?
That he cannot continue to receive in order to bestow, because the surrounding light, the Creator's relation to him, the love, the giving of the Creator, doesn't allow him to remain in his place. And if he stops receiving, it's as if he received nothing. It's even worse, because he felt in the inner light, in the Potsuf, how much the Creator gives him wholeheartedly, love. That's what he discovers in this. So when he becomes refined, he immediately comes to a new resolution that he will receive in order to bestow. Again and again.
Zel, Tov.
That's it. Okay, so Niv?
Yetziat Eser 9. The exit of the 10 Sfirot of the Rosh of Ab and its descent to the place of the Chazeh of Galgalta, number 9. After the screen was incorporated in the coupling by striking in the Peh of the Rosh of Galgalta, and the coarseness in it has been renewed once more, it was recognized that the coarseness in it is the coarseness of the Tabu below the Peh of Galgalta, and has no relevance to the Peh de Galgalta. This recognition is regarded as the screen being separated from the Peh of Rosh of Galgalta and existing it. It descends, meaning became more of with the coarseness of the phase 3 of the Guf of Galgalta called Chazeh. It had already been contained of the screen of the coarseness of the Rosh from the time it was in the Peh of Galgalta. Consequently, the light of Ein Sof expanded to it once more for coupling by striking, by being at the place of the Chazeh as well. And the 10 Sfirot of the Rosh.
In other words, the screen that was in the Peh of Galgalta made a coupling by striking in the Peh of the Rosh and received the inner light from the Peh to the Tabu. In Tabu, it receives a battering of internal and surrounding because the surrounding light is 99% compared to the 1% of the inner light. So the pressure of the surrounding light forces him to start doing the refinement because you see he's not receiving 99%. So what kind of giving to the host is it? So then it gradually refines from the Tabo to the Peh, reaches the Peh of the host, becomes incorporated in the light of Ein Sof with the host. So the host says, well, try to receive something nonetheless. So he feels his coarseness. And so now he can't stand at the Peh of the Rosh. So he descends from another degree and from phase 4 in the Rosh to phase 3 in the Rosh, which is called Chazeh, chest. So in that place, he develops his relation to the host, meaning he doesn't receive all the pleasures that exist in the host, 1% of them. He receives less pleasures than the host gives him. And this is called receiving not the light of Naran Chai, Yechida, in the Patsuf, but only Chaya. This is why this second Patsuf is called Patsuf Chokhma Ab. And that's how it continues. And always he acts in order to bestow upon the host as much as he can. Niv, go on.
The level of Chokhmah emerged on it. It lacks the Keter, since the screen of the coarseness of the third phase only extends the level of Chokhmah. And they are called Rosh of a Partsuf Ab De'ak. It turns out that the source of the 10 Sfirot of the Rosh of the Partsuf Ab of Ak came out to the Peh of the Partsuf of Galgalta of Ak, meaning during the incorporating of the screen and the coupling by striking in the Peh of Galgalta. After that, they descended from there to the place of the Chazeh. And from the coupling by striking in the place of the Chazeh, emerged 10 Sfirot on the level of Chokhmah. These clothed Galgalta de'ak from the Chazeh upward to near the Peh de Galgalta, meaning up to Chokhmah of the Guf of Galgalta, but not the actual Peh. It is so because Peh is the Keter of the Guf of Galgalta, and the Rosh of the Ab lacks the Keter.
In other words, Ab is already a second Patsuf, where the created being wants to bestow upon the Creator, and that second Patsuf is additional to the first Patsuf. And the Rosh, it's Rosh and Toch, the interior, and Sof, the end, close parts of Golgotha, so that the Rosh of Golgotha doesn't attain it. It's a calculation that is above it. There was coarseness of phase 4, and in Ab, there's only coarseness of phase 3. And the Rosh, Toch, and Sof of Ab clothe only the Toch, the interior of Galgalta. We've got a question here only from Kiev. Well, all right, Vlad.
The coupling by striking, what is that? It's when the Creator starts performing the condition before Him.
A coupling by striking is connection through rejection. That's the translation of it. Connection through rejection. When I reject my ego and I seemingly reject the host, I repel the host who wants me to receive it directly. And I place my condition. I can receive from you, but only through faith above reason, through the form of bestowal. I want to bestow, to be like you. Only to the extent that I can do this, I am willing to receive from you, and it'll be in order to bestow. That's it. And then there is a connection between us. The host agrees to it. And I, as the guest, insist on my conditions. And then I do another calculation. Not as I did before, a calculation on new conditions. And this is called Potsuf Ab clothing, Potsuf Galgalta, and that's the second Potsuf. But of course, it is connection through rejection, coupling by striking.
So the zivug is the same moment we connect? It's when he gives me an opportunity to...
Of course he gives you the strength, the understanding, the decision, everything. The Creator participates with you in everything here, only so that the act of reception in order to bestow is carried out.
So can we say that this condition I'm giving him, that's a reflected light?
The reflected light is already a result of the connection between you through the common decision, to some extent. We will talk about it. Go on, Niv.
10.
Tor sof de parzuf.
Toch sof of a parzuf of ab. Sof de parzuf ab de avak.
Ot yud.
Number 10. Then, that reflected light return and expanded malchut into 10 sefirot, from her and within her. From her downward to the malchut in her, where the 10 sefirot of the guf emerged, called 10 sefirot of the toch, the interior. The 10 sefirot of the reflected light without the direct light expanded from there downward, being the or nekeva, ending the degree. Thus, we have clarified rosh toch sof of the parzuf of Ab Avak. Again, we'll read number 10. Toch, the interior, sof, the end of the parzuf of Ab Avak. Number 10. Then, that reflected light returned and expanded malchut into 10 sefirot from her and within her. From her downward to the malchut in her, where the 10 sefirot of the guf, of the body, emerged, called 10 sefirot of toch, of the interior. The 10 sefirot of the reflected light, without the direct light, expanded from there downward, being her light nekeva, ending the degree. Thus we have clarified Rosh, ahead, Toch, the interior, the Sof, the end of the Partsuf of Abdeak.
Yes, inside the Partsuf he receives in order to bestow what was decided in the Rosh, and the Sof, the end of the Partsuf, he has no more power to receive in order to bestow. There he has only desires that don't receive, but want to be in bestowal. This is why in these desires, the light of chasadim expands, meaning a good feeling, correct feeling toward the host. But for lack of the power in the screen, there's only a lot of chasadim there.
Hadera 1.
What expands in the toch? Direct light, reflected light? Because here it says without direct light.
There is no direct light. You can't receive in order to bestow inside the, at the sof of the potsuf.
I mean in the toch.
In the toch, in the interior of the potsuf, you receive direct light clothed in reflected light, which is called inner light.
I understood here, it says that the reflected light expands without direct light.
No, where is it? In item 10? Afterwards, this reflected light returned and expanded Malchut into 10 Sfirot from her and within her, from her downward to the Malchut in her, where 10 Sfirot of the Guf, the body, emerged, called 10 Sfirot of the Toch, the interior. From there downward, afterwards, 10 sfirot of reflected light without direct light expanded from there downward, being the female light, the light of chasadim. Ending the degree. Thus, we have clarified Rosh, Toch, Sof, of Potsuf, Ab, of Ak.
All right, okay,
good.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 3.
What's the participation of the upper Baltzuf in giving birth to the lower one? Because it seems that the Masach of the lower one works directly in the upper light.
It can't do it directly because each light comes to us from Ensof, through Malchut of Ensof, to Gagaltat Ab Sag, and that's how it hangs down. And we will learn later how Baltzuf Ab, what it does, adds to Patsuf Golgalta, where all the lights, all the couplings, everything it does is connecting through Golgalta to Ensof. The whole action of the smallest Patsuf in reality comes to Ensof through all the previous Patsufim. This is why each and every one of us who does the smallest thing in order to bestow, by this he awakens the whole vessel of Adam Rishon. In this vessel, there are everyone, all the greatest Kabbalists, all of their groups, anyone who ever corrected himself to the smallest extent, everyone is connected in this entire system. And by this, we awaken the entire system. And on the other hand, you can say that by our awakening, they use, they are standing in this system, and they are awakening us. Meaning, we truly are partnering with all those great ones who established the vessel before us, and we are in the same system with them, in the same operation, for all of us to reach the end of correction, our common bestowal upon the Creator. Kiev 3.
Спасибо, Раб. Правильно ли в
Thank you, Rav.
Случае такая последовательность? Приход света на желание после
Is it right to say that the light comes upon the desire, then there's a stop, you search for the state for the Creator, for the Ten, and then our actions end. In that order I explained. And we enjoy this pleasure or more actions.
Nice. You're a good boy. Very well.
Thank you.
PT19.
The light that is reflected, that expands the Malchut into 10 Sfirot.
I didn't understand.
He says that reflected light returned and expanded the Malchut into 10 Sfirot from her and within her, from her downward to the Malchut inner, where the 10 Sfirot of the Guf emerged. It also builds the Kli and also fills it.
Of course, the reflected light determines what will be in the Toch of the Potsof, because the level of the Ochozel, of the reflected light, the Toch that didn't exist, is now formed. And the Toch is the will to receive in order to bestow, that is now built in order to bestow upon the Creator. It's the second course, Ab instead of Golgata.
This all happens through the Zivug, meaning it's all a result of the Zivug Daka, that reflected light returns and the vessel is built?
Yes.
So it's a whole process.
Yes. In spirituality is very, very simple. Except for one question. From where do I get this power for the new intention? Everything else runs by the same template, same process. There is nothing new in it. Desire, restriction, the screen, the striking, the coupling, the reflected light, reception of the light in order to bestow. That's it. There's nothing more. You could call it by 1,000 names. Sa'arot, Patsufim. You name it. 1,000 things. But at the end of the day, only this operation exists. The only problem is, how do we connect to the Creator, to the upper light that is in complete rest, shake him up so he will give us the power of the screen? That's it. Besides this, everything runs by the same, how should I put it, the same form, same shape, desire, restriction, screen, reflected light, reception in order to bestow, and that's it.
Basic question. Where do you take the force for the coupling by striking? We need forces for it.
Yes, from the Creator, from the upper light.
How we give that to me? What? Let's say this. How do I ask for the forces from the coupling by striking?
I understand. If you want the coupling with the Creator, to resemble him, to be equal to him, then you need to, first of all, get an appetite for it, a deficiency for it, that you need it.
And then we can do this through the 10 and everything?
Of course. Of course. What's written for you now, do it.
So without the 10, you don't have a chance.
No, no chance, none. You won't even be able to connect to the Creator and ask of him. Alone, you can go moo like a cow. And for this, you will receive some answer, but not a spiritual answer, but a corporeal one. All kinds of influences on you until you come to a state where, for lack of other options, you understand that you have to connect to the 10 and through it to the Creator. Through it to the Creator, you fashion your deficiency for connection with the 10. And connection is already not a beast. It's man. It's similar to the Creator.
So the 10 is sacred towards the Creator.
Yes, yes, yes. This is called a holy vessel.
Thank you.
Kli.
Спасибо, Раф. А может ли десятка просить, как вы сказали,
can the 10 ask, like you said, give us the force of the screen, even mechanically?
Of course. Of course. Ask. Even if you don't need it. Ask like kids. Everything is permitted. But together, if you wanted to make an impact. It's a fun one.
When Baal HaSulam says the words 10 Sfirot, that's my 10?
Yes. Yeah.
Азербайджан.
Раф, товарищ спрашивает. Рождение первого парцуфа, я его ощущаю в своем сердце.
A friend is asking, the birth of the first parcuf, I feel it in my heart, or I discovered in the ten that...
A parcuf means the form and shape of connection between us in the ten that is in some sort of connection with the Creator. This is called a patsuf, meaning 10 desires, passions, thoughts, everything that we have in us in the 10. When we know we've found some way to connect them, and then the connection between all of us is in our complementation. When we connect above our egos, it is to some extent similar to the Creator in some way. And then it becomes a kli, a vessel. We begin to feel that in the connection between us there is some sort of a movement, movement of life, form of life. We begin to discover that there is something there that becomes that an embryo begins to form there, a new life that belongs only to the connection between us.
That's something you can't live without.
Yes, it's the Creator who begins to become revealed. Who are we engendering? We are engendering the vessel in which we discover the Creator. The life inside that vessel, inside the embryo, is the Creator. And this is how he becomes revealed. Yes, Niv.
It's exactly the topic of the Congress, discovering life in the 10. Can we say that the goal is to discover the embryo in the 10? What does it mean to discover life in the 10?
You reveal the 10 as an embryo.
That's our purpose.
Yes. But you can also put it this way, you discover or you reveal the embryo inside the 10, because for now the 10 for us is something corporeal, some corporeal system. And we want to feel that this system delivers something spiritual.
What's to discover the Creator in the 10?
The force of bestowal, the force of love. This is the Creator.
So what's the difference in discovering the embryo in the 10 or the Creator in the 10?
And the Lord was conceived in me for your sake. That's it.
So it's one and the same?
Yes, yes. Otherwise we don't receive it. This is why Boe, Creator, is Boe, means come and see. Because otherwise we don't feel him. This is why you have made me. Where? Between us. In the connection between us. And we nurture the connection between us so that we nurture him like a baby. We raise him like a baby.
Thank you.
Ну, нетен маком лишай.
All right. Let's give Shai the microphone.
So today we're going to start at 10 a.m. Oren Levy with Rav till 10:30, then straight to a reporters meeting 10:30 to 11:30, then Sunday evening 6:45 World Yeshivat Chaverim. Everybody's welcome to connect, and we'll end with a song.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. Hey, hey, de corazones unidos, la cava. אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו. The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal the connection. Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un caparez, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.